com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. Now, I got to say this, it's 85 degrees here in the state of Minnesota. It's hot and muggy. Hot. It's gross. We got a lot to talk about, so instead of having a little banter at the beginning, let's just get to the point. But I have to tell everybody, if you want to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It is July 17th, 2012. You have with you today, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to be a part of the show, friends, it's 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-877-807-9977. Boy, that's a lot of numbers.
There it is.
1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why the other guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Today, just off the cuff here, and you can find all these stories on our Facebook. That's Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook. Oh. You can click on the link from our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Otherwise, SOL Media is the button as well. A good news story. Gentleman who is 71 years old. This is a really quick one, but it is so good. Two criminals bust into an internet cafe, right?
Yep.
One guy's got a gun, one guy's got a bat. They start yelling at people, smashing computer screens, give me your money, give me your money. One of them turns their back. A 71-year-old man pulls out a handgun,
yeah.
Concealed carry guy,
yeah.
Shoots one of them, shoots the other one. The two kids hit the ground, get up, and run out of the place. He shoots after him, locks the door, and guess what? Everybody was safe. Everybody was cool.
His goods were not spoiled, saith the word.
And this is what he said. He said, I was scared the whole time. I was there with my wife. What would have happened if that criminal would have shot somebody?
He would have.
So in defense, and everybody at the place said, I think he's wonderful. If he wouldn't have been there, there could have been some innocent people shot.
Yeah, like the guy walking in with a gun into a store like he was joshing or something.
Yeah, that's right. Like it's a big joke, or to the poor children. And guess where they found the two criminals? At the hospital, licking their wounds.
Amen.
Amen.
Only justice. To be charged.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Good.
And they're
good.
Getting it.
Good for them. Now, I just went out to eat with my family. And one of my little boys said, you know, the seven-year-old said, Dad, when is Kwachi, our little two-year-old, not going to sleep in bed with Mom anymore? And I said, well, I hope you guys don't think this is weird. And I looked over at Buggy, who's the seven-year-old, and I said, well, he's 18 years old, right? Now, I have five boys, and all five of them, well, they sleep in our bed still. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
So I look, that's a big bed.
So I look at Buggy and I say to him, 18 years old, there's nothing wrong with that. And, of course, I'm just playing, friends. But I just started to think when Buggy had brought that out, my little boy, 7-year-old, was talking about my little 2-year-old. I looked at my wife and I said, look at how smart this kid is. He really is smart. You clean up. It's time to clean up. He's the first one cleaning everything up. Mm-hmm. He ain't no slouch. I mean, that little 2-year-old kid's got it going on. And I know that, well, I'm going to be the envy of radio today. I want you guys to hear my little 2-year-old. Just real quick, just to show you how smart he is.
Genius.
You know, a lot of our forefathers, they were genius, by the way. Yes. I kid you negative.
They were bred to be so.
7-year-old governor. It wasn't a governor at the time. Actually outdid ministers back in the day because he knew the Bible better than them after he read it 4 times over, friends. Did you hear what I said? John Quincy Adams was 14 years old when he was an ambassador to Prussia. 14 years old. Many of our fathers and founding forefathers, they were in college at the age of 15 years old.
Yeah.
By the way, so was MLK.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Crazy stuff. But I just want to give you guys a little taste. And don't hate my little 2-year-old because he's a smart. But I just had to share with you guys today so you guys can understand what kind of kids that Mr. Dean here is breeding.
You know,
go ahead and play that.
The network is changing human society irreversibly in crucially important ways. It is now possible, I think, even for people who are loosely attached to the network to feel the nature of those changes. I thought Laura's example this morning about...
this is my 2-year-old giving a class at Harvard College just this last week.
Discovered that they need the network, not primarily...
He sounds a little funny, but he's only 2 years old.
...in the market economy, but in order to resist the pathologies of the market economy as
listen
it may
to the words that he's
an
like.
Important story in that way. The network that now sustains the highly developed human societies also sustains less developed societies in their determination.
Okay. That's good. You guys kind of get the ballpark idea?
I'm getting it.
I don't. And I only, there was much more, friends, but I did just kind of slowed my roll because for some out there, that their kids are like 35 years old and they still can't say them words that my 2-year-old can say.
It's that public school education.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, get them out of government school.
Case in point, 700,000 students, folks, that graduate from public high schools cannot read their diplomas in your country. That's a serious note. But on the side note, that was my 2-year-old boy.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, a lot of times when we go to college, I mean, like the professor, he acts like he has something to say to my 2-year-old kid. And he just says, no, sit yourself down. He goes, you better sit yourself down. So he does. He sits down, and my little 2-year-old teaches the professor.
You should see the professors. They're like drop job.
Crazier than that is you should see my 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, he's not even up to my knee yet.
Yeah, but he's brilliant.
He's brilliant. No question about it.
Brilliant.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth for perfected praise.
Literally perfected.
And I'm just having a little fun. But you know, a lot of times what will happen is in the grocery store, oh, he's so cute. How old is he? Right? He's not even as high as my knee. And I'll look at him and I'll say he's about 18 years old, ma'am. Just and they look at me like, really? Folks, yesterday I said we were going to talk about Grandma Rocks. We were going to talk about what it used to be like in this country. I'll tip off on that at the end of the hour, but we got to PowerPoint you a lot of important stuff. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Now, I mean, you guys don't think that's weird, right? 18 years old?
That should be normal. Up to your knee? 18?
No, it would be crazy if the little kid was still breastfeeding at 18 years old. That would be weird.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Weird is the word, too.
You know what's sick news? When you go in the grocery store and you see a little kid, 5 and 6 and 7 years old, with a Nook in his mouth, it's like, you have got to be kidding me.
I never even got a Nook growing up. I had to stick with my thumb.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, if I ever want to reminisce...
Mm-hmm.
And know what it was like back then, I'll just pick up one of those little candy Nookies and suck on it for a while.
Ooh. You got those? I never got those.
Is that weird?
Yeah. Well, it's just something I don't know.
Another side
about.
Note. Okay, well, we were talking it's about candy, going out to eat really quick. I just took my kids out to eat really quick before the radio show. We do that once in a while. We eat lunch.
That's good.
And by the way, I had my coffee.
I haven't.
It's 85 degrees in Minnesota. I don't know what's going on, man, but it's like the big people came out of their
hibernation?
I think so. I mean, I looked over at this one lady. She looked like a sack of pudding.
Sack of pudding?
And I'm not making fun of her, dude. There was no reason for it.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm looking at you in the face. Do you think I'm just bantering right now? I'm not. I'm serious.
You know, I
but
think
I guess, but
do,
I guess it's a disease now because she likes to eat.
Well, we need to put the federal government in charge of that and take care of obesity.
So they all look like Michelle.
Let's take care of obesity. We need to. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get them on food stamps because that's nutritional now. Remember the what is it called? SNAP.
I don't know.
Yeah, SNAP. It's healthy and nutritional to be on food stamps.
Oh, that's right.
That's the pitch.
Not SNAP Fitness.
No.
Just snap your finger and the government will steal money from the American people and give it to illegal immigrants.
You got it.
All right. Anyways, I want you guys to hear WWF at its finest. World Wrestling Federation. You know how they always put on that show in front of everybody and they go out and hang out and party that night behind closed doors? I want you guys to hear Clinton because we're going to make a point. Is Mr. Well, same difference.
Yeah,
Mr.
True.
And Mrs. Hill of Beans,
yeah.
Clinton, they're in New York right now trying to strip the American people and their rights away from the American people to own guns to defend themselves against criminals in a supposed time of terror. Mm-hmm. Huh. Who's the terrorist? You ever think about
that? Seems to me they're in New York right now.
I think so.
Trying to draft a plan to take people's guns.
And they're the ones that are supposed to be representing us. You ever think about this? Do you realize, friends, that people hate our country? And animosity is growing towards this country on a daily basis because of who you allow to represent you? Mm-hmm. Just think about that. These people are criminal. I mean, Hillary Clinton, I mean, it's her job to police the world, go over to different countries, pull down dictators of one shape or form, only to put up another one. And the ones that they're putting up, man, it's just interesting that they're all part of the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, that's just, wow, that's pretty crazy stuff.
Think it's a coincidence?
I think so. Folks, truth holds government together.
That's right.
Without truth, it falls apart. You have scoundrels. You have dictators and tyrants. People that don't know how to tell the truth. Daring God's justice. And the American people dare the justice of God by allowing them to do what they do. There's nothing worse than listening on the radio or on television at the airport, because I don't watch the garbage. Hearing people constantly saying, look what he's doing, look what he's doing.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe what they're getting away with? Who's letting them get away with it? There's 300 million people in this country, and a couple people are destroying them in that country? And does that not, like, shame those that do nothing to preserve our country? Mm-hmm. I would think that'd be pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty stupid when you sit there, can you believe what this guy is doing? And you look around, it's like, we need to remember Bug's life.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Hey, Hopper, you're afraid of all of us, aren't you? Yeah, he is. He didn't want you to know that. Folks, he's only doing what you're letting him get away with. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Crime continuously advances itself because you let it advance itself. You cannot blame anybody else but yourself and ourselves, friends, if we allow this. I do not allow the garbage, friends. That's what we're doing on the radio. I don't appreciate when people sell fear to my bros and my sisters across the country. Can you believe this is happening? Can you believe that's happening? Can you believe this? And I bring this up quite a bit. No. I want you guys to have hope in God, but you need to understand the process. We are where we're at today because we left off God's commandments. And then we settle for man's 10,000 policies because we left off God's 10 commandments. It's that simple. But I want you guys to get back to my point. Listen to Hill of Beans, because she is a hill of beans. There's nothing more to her. And she's willing to destroy we the people and the Constitution by giving our sovereignty over to the UN, which was created out of World War II, because it didn't work through the League of Nations after World War I. See how they had to create the war? Again, friends, especially Christians, you need to understand the difference between the Lord's wars and man's wars. Because man's wars are contrived. They're created only to advance their cause. Okay? Now, I want you to listen to this. This is Hillary Clinton. This is during the presidential campaign when she was going after Mr. Obama. Listen to this.
We've seen the tragic result of having a president who had neither the experience nor the wisdom to manage our foreign policy and safeguard our national
Stop
security.
Stop for a second. Now, listen to this, friends. Our foreign policy. Who's the head of foreign relations, friends? This is Hillary talking about Obama. Who's the head of foreign relations? Huh? Who's the Secretary of the State? Hillary Clinton. Folks, it's setting the law against the law. Isn't this interesting? They hated each other, but now they're on the same team, and Obama's administration is surrounded with the Clinton administration. Whoa! What a coincidence. And no, that wasn't Mr. Ed.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, unless the this horse is a famous Mr. Ed.
No, it wasn't him. Go on.
Manage our foreign policy and safeguard our national security. We can't let that happen again.
They're doing Hang on a second. They do the opposite of what they complain about. You have to understand the method. It's the law against the law. It's setting the law against. This is communism to a T. This is how socialists operate. This is how sons of Belial and daughters of Belial operate. And Saul Alinsky disciples, which Hillary Clinton is among them, along with Obama Nation. Go ahead.
We can't let that happen again. Let's get unified. The sky will open. The light will come down. Celestial choirs will be singing. And everyone will know we should do the right thing, and the world will be perfect. Shame on you, Barack Obama. It is time you ran a campaign consistent with your messages in public. That's what I expect from you. Meet me in Ohio. Let's have a debate. He continues to spend millions of dollars perpetuating falsehoods. So shame on you, Barack Obama.
Who's working for him, friends? Who's working for him, friends? Shame on you, Obama. Who is doing his biddings for him, my friends? She is. Hillary Clinton is. She said, shame on you, Obama. Who's working for Obama? Obama wants her to think that she works for him, when we all know who he works for.
That's right.
George Soros. It is very good that we have Hillary here, because you can barely talk, Obama. So we have Hillary talk, and then you pretend like you're her boss.
Yeah, you kind of sound like you're from Chicago there. What's going on there? You having some pizzas and Coke?
I travel Obama's to Chicago
there?
To break down all the pizza restaurants. Then I buy them all up, and then I put them out of business. That's what I do. I love pizza.
Folks, law against the law. These are people that put darkness for light and light for darkness. This is nothing more than WWF at its finest. And look how they operate. They attack each other, but they push the same agenda along. Well, you say that's elementary. No, it's not. You know what I just found out today, Jake? Hillary's out committing treason against America through this UN gun treater.
Yep.
Gun treaty. And to high-five our caller yesterday, here you go. Jake, go for it.
Miss Clinton... These loopholes that people have found in her gun treaty that she brought, now they're in New York right now, this week at the UN. They're drafting another small arms treaty, trying to tell people, well, it's not going to take some teeth out of it because everybody's been blowing the whistle on this whole thing. But the point is, and we don't know what they've came up with right now because it's a secret meeting.
You know what? But according to who we are as the Republic, it doesn't matter what they came up with as long as we hold their feet to the fire.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what they do.
And a treaty has no constitutional authority in this country unless the Congress approves of it.
Well, look at all of his little czars. Neither do they.
Why don't you create some czars?
Jokers.
You know, just keep dropping the idea and the thought until people forget about the Constitution so much that they don't even realize.
That's the point. And what we'll do is we'll just pull it from the kids' eyes in public schools in 1962.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Trying to PowerPoint as quick as I can, friends, with a little sanity. After a confidential two-year review, the Boy Scouts of America on Tuesday emphatically reaffirmed its policy of excluding gays, ruling out any changes despite relentless protest campaigns by some critics. That's right. That's how you overcome. You know, we have the girls out there booking the ministry and the Sons of Liberty. And we get conservatives all the time. This is what the problem is.
Yes,
folks,
is.
I want to tell you, it's hard work going right down the center of the leaving of Herod and leaving of the Pharisees. Because I'm telling you what, you have them on both sides.
Yep.
But you hear professed conservatives all the time, oh, you know, I just don't want to hit that topic. Do you think you're going to bring forth results without confrontation? Because if you do, you should probably wake up, look at your forefathers or our military, and see what kind of results they get. If they were to think the way that you think, you know, we would become everything Obama wanted us to be if the military thought that way and activists and Christians and patriots thought that way. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no way out of it. There's no way out of it. In any sense of the word. Did you want to add to that?
Well, just look at what we're dealing with today. This is the resolve of not dealing with the situation and not rocking the boat a little bit. This is what you get. Here's your results right here. And if you don't trouble the waters, if you don't rock the boat, you'll be the first person ever born to reform anything that didn't have to do it. There's no miracle cure for this. There's no snap your fingers and it's going to happen, or close my eyes and it'll go away. It takes intense pressure, and you've always got to stay on top, because that wave Dave is always seeking to throw you under and bring you in that undercurrent, and that's why you have the Spirit of Christ, to keep you above that, so that you can reform, so that you can do those things which you read in the Bible, which Christ teaches us to do, to subdue all things and put it under our feet so that we can see a victory. Because our generation right now, the generation below us, is watching everything that we do, and they will establish what we establish, and they will allow what we allow.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. The rock. Christ Jesus the rock. He's the one that said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against his revelation. And he said, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. America, this is the difference between a democracy and a republic. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell. And great was the fall of it, said Jesus. Why? Because they were hearers of the word and not doers only, deceiving themselves. And he just gave us the analogy of what it was going to take. Now, I don't know what Bible some people out there read, but that's all I understand is persecution, trials, and tribulations. I understand that the world's going to hate us for his name's sake, because Christ said they hated me before they hated you. And why? Because John 7:7 comes to mind when Jesus was talking to his brothers, and he said, the world cannot hate you, but it hateth. And why? Because I testify against the deeds of it, the wickedness of the world. And he's also the guy that said in John 15, the captain of our salvation, Jesus the Christ, this is my commandments, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And yet we have people out there in the church that are sitting there looking for the accolades and merit and the praise of men. Yeah. And Christ said, listen, I don't commit myself unto men because I know it's in man. My honor comes from him from above. I'm not seeking the praise of man. It was Jesus that said, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did your fathers of the false prophets. And what do you have today? If everybody's not speaking well of you, then people think there's something wrong. Well, why don't you learn the lesson in parallel that with Obama and the state-run media? They are praising him all the time. That's destroying your country. And then you have people that are standing up for your country. They get a little heat and you think there's something wrong with them. That's what identifies that man as being what is right.
And he's effective.
That's right, because he is effective. They wouldn't attack him if he wasn't. This man works through lies. The church works through the truth. And they're persecuted for it. The light exposes the darkness. The darkness hates it. And wasn't it Jesus that said he came unto his own, but his own received him not? Wake up and read the word, friends. And you're going to know the difference as to what's going on here. The Boy Scouts are under attack by the homosexual agenda. The radicals. Why? It says an 11-member special committee formed discreetly by top scout leaders in 2010 came to the conclusion that this policy is absolutely the best policy for Boy Scouts, the organization and national spokesperson Darren Smith told the Associated Press. Smith said the committee, comprised of professional scout executives and adult volunteers, was unanimous in its conclusion, preserving a long-standing policy. There's the word preserve. Mm-hmm. Conservative, salt of the world. A long-standing policy that was upheld by the Supreme Court in 2000. And where did that law come from? The Supreme Court was right because it was an adherence to God's word and his law that says homosexuality is an abomination.
Right.
Now, friends, you know what the homosexual radicals came in and said? They said division and intolerance is what they're teaching this new generation. Well, that's interesting. That's really interesting that they would say division and intolerance. Mm-hmm. Did anybody pull back the shade behind Boy Scouts and maybe understand why these righteous people are standing up in the Boy Scouts? Because they had quite a few homosexual offenders abusing their boys. I don't know if anybody's aware of that. You might want to see how that's going over for Penn State right now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
By the way, friends, look what's going on there. The curtain's being pulled back. Now they're going after more leadership, just like I told you 2.5-3 months ago. This is what needed to happen. And what needs to happen is we need to get our talking points right, friends, so these homosexual radicals and the abortion industry and this administration are shown to the American people for who they really are. They are attacking. There's nothing new. Law against the law. They're using the law against itself, friends. Teaching division and intolerance? No, they're teaching the radical homosexuals to keep their perverted hands off these little boys. It's what it's about. Hallelujah. Amen.
Now, why would a homosexual want to be involved in Boy Scouts as a scout leader? I think it's going to be plain as you read these.
Jake, I have a list. Brent Taylor, a Boy Scout leader, is suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from ages 6 to 9. What's the motto from Harry Hay, the icon? Larry Brinkin, the child pornography felon? Now, what's their motto? Sex before 8, before it's too late. What does the homosexual manifesto start out with that they say is a satire? Baloney. What does it say? We will sodomize your sons. It doesn't say your daughters. It's a threat to heterosexuals. It's a threat to normal people in their right mind that obey the law of God. They attack the law. And what they do is they attack and then they play the victim.
That's right.
And we got people out there all day long. Oh, you know, I just don't agree with that. I just don't agree with that. Well, I'll tell you what. Send your kids over to their house then.
That's right. Let them spend the night. Come on. This is no big deal. They're nice people.
Matt Stewart blames the Boy Scouts of America for his lost childhood. The first time I was molested was at the age of 6, either 6 or 7. Stewart told CBS News correspondent Sandra Hughes, folks, former troop leader Bruce Phelps admitted under oath to having sexual contact with one and then another.
And we're supposed to keep these guys in Boy
Scouts,
right?
Open the doors open to them, friends.
But it's divisive to keep them out.
It's intolerance.
These poor scout leaders, you know, they need to be around little boys.
By the way, the head of the Boy Scouts... Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm reading this, folks. It's the sickest thing. The Boy Scouts of America would not confirm how many troop leaders it had to dismiss, but released a statement saying the total number of individuals in this file is an extremely small percentage of the tens of millions who have served in the Boy Scouts of America since 1910. I don't care if it's one kid. That's one kid too many. The organization claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to eight years in federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet. You want to know why the good people in Boy Scouts of America are shutting it down? Because they don't want this to happen again. And furthermore, they can have lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit for opening the doors to those that want to prey on their kids. What does the radical homosexual say? Intolerance and divisive. Really? Really?
Yeah,
towards what? Who's breaking the law, radical homosexuals? You are. Who's spitting against heaven? You are. Get off the kids. That's what it comes down around here.
Divisive is exactly the word. We're going to divide it then. We'll divide it out. Divisive is not bad. It's actually good. I can't believe that somebody could sit and read that, because this is what the whole thing is. We have these criminals infiltrated into Boy Scouts. Then you have the homosexuals come right behind it and say, oh, they're getting a lot of trouble. Well, then let's normalize it.
And who's right behind the homosexuals? None other than Sharia law.
Got it.
That they just buddy
equal
up
rights,
with.
Civil rights.
That are
right?
Calling for the execution of homosexuals.
You know what? If we just listen and obey God, who told us in the very beginning, homosexuality, sodomy, an abomination. It's not even to be discussed or talked about. It's not to be in civil policy or law. Abomination. Just start right there. It's all over. But then people want to debate a little bit, play with the little puppy just a little bit, and then pretty soon our
really
little
means,
boys...
That's right, to see if it bites. Yeah.
Because, you know, they're nice
Well, look
people.
At Rachel Maddow did, dude.
Yes,
oh,
she did.
Oh, speaking of MSNBC...
Hey, does it happen to those that are effective? They might come at you?
I think it is. What does she have to do? She has to omit a portion of my radio show?
Just like
when
Zimmerman.
When I was warning the homosexuals and she has to turn it around and go to the homosexual radicals to try to create me out to be a monster?
That's
of
right.
course, so they can be the victim.
That's right.
And that's then, how it always works.
And then call jihad on the one who's standing for right principles.
And who's doing
Who's doing the jihadist? Who's the jihadist?
Who's the intolerant ones? Exactly. And folks, they're breaking the law. They're breaking the law. Yes. It's that simple. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake and the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got some calls to take right after this break. If, again, if you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or if you'd like to call in, 1-877-807-9977. We are charged, my friends.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Speaking of which, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Speaking of which, MSNBC, as we were talking about right before the break, did you know that Microsoft is now pulling out of the joint venture that owned MSNBC.com? The breakup announced late Sunday dissolves the final shreds of a 16-year marriage between Microsoft Corp and NBC News. Interesting. I wonder why. Microsoft, in particular, had grown frustrated by contract terms requiring it to exclusively feature MSNBC.com. In other words, folks, they wanted to use as much money as they could to pervert the people of the United States of America.
Yep. Because everybody knows that their message is extremely slanted and extremely perverted.
Let me get there. The strategy fed a prescription that material from MSNBC's website was politically slanted. Now, let me call it for what it is. Illegal. Un-American. Unconstitutional. Unpatriotic. A lack of conservatism. Being limited to MSNBC.com content was problematic to us because we couldn't have the multiple news sources and the multiple prescriptions that our users were telling us that they wanted, said Bob Vicey,
general manager
of MSN.com. The software maker initially invested $220 million U.S., that's what it says, in the MSNBC joint venture. It's unclear if Microsoft ended up making any money on the alliance. As a whole, the company's online operations, which included the Bing That's what it says.
Yep.
The Bing search engine and MSN portal have lost more than $10 billion in the past 7 years supporting MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
I guess money didn't do it, did it?
Nope.
I guess the American people have had enough with it. Is that what this comes down to?
That's right, which is why administrations like this want to get a hold of the federal purse, so now they don't just drain individual companies who will pull out when it doesn't work. Then they say, well, the federal government can continue to underwrite this until everybody's broke. See, that's what happens in free enterprise. Where there's no demand, you don't bring a supply, and your supply is worthless.
That's right.
And that's exactly what happened here. When you push trash, there's no demand for that supply.
And that's what they're trying to do, is force it on the American people through a socialist agenda to make you pay for your own demise.
That's right.
Fall for, listen, they said it, therefore I must obey it. No, that's communism, friends.
That's exactly what it is. And me and the kids actually just studied this in our homeschool curriculum. In China right now, all the media agencies are owned by guess whom? The government.
Sure.
Guess what? The media's never going to go out of business there.
What did Obama just say the other day, Jake, that everybody's talking about right now? No.
If you got a business,
hey, out of the abundance of the corrupt heart, Obama spoke. What is he saying? He's saying everything reverts back to the government. The government did it.
Yep.
No, it didn't. The government works from us, and it works for us, friends. We are the government. They are not the government, aside of who we are.
So good. That's the distinction. There is no distinction. We are it. It is us.
That's right.
Yep.
AFA, speaking of which.
Good news.
Interesting. Wow, we got all these companies, list of businesses who support homosexual marriage or sodomy. Just, friends, if you want to know what's going on with this whole, you know, victim status with the homosexuals and their marriage claims. Oh, by the way, did you just hear in New York the first married gay couple? Were they illegally married?
Oh, because they were in love,
they're
in love?
Yeah, they're divorced now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I just pay attention to what's going on over in Canada before you consider who the victim is. Because guess what it comes back down to again, friends? Power to the government and control over families and kids. Telling them what they can talk about and what they cannot talk about. Guess who becomes a prey? Kids do in public schools. By force. By force. That's what this is about. Target, General Mills, JCPenney, Home Depot, Sears, Starbucks Coffee all support homosexual marriage.
Radical.
I forgot.
Radical.
JCPenney's announces Ellen DeGeneres as their new spokesperson in 2012. Listen carefully, friends. You are winning the day. You'll understand why in just a minute. Stock price, $41.32.
Okay, so start 41.
Yep, May 2012, JCPenney's launches catalog and featuring two gay moms. Stock price falls to $35.67.
That's about $6.
America is winning the day. 32 states have said no. Folks, you're dealing with a community that doesn't understand no because they're at war with the law. June 2012, JCPenney launches catalog and featuring two gay dads. Interesting. Stock price falls to $25.83.
So within less than
half
a year, we're down close to $20 per stock.
Well, I got one more to go. July 2012, JCPenney stock rated junk by S&P. JCPenney fires marketing execs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I read about that.
Oh, you know what? Is this not telling as to who's on top of these companies, folks? They're in covenants. They're perverted, and they're sick in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Stock price falls to $20.02.
There you go.
Do I need to say any more on that topic, Jake?
$20 per stock. And maybe what they can do is go to this administration and say, like GM, can you give us some money so we can keep JCPenney's floating because it's a great American icon?
Who does
game
this?
Over!
Who do they think they're kidding?
I remember that. I so remember that. And game over for JCPenney's.
Wow. I'm not even going to say anything, Kerry, on that one. No. You were right. I was wrong. Emily, Minnesota, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, what you guys were actually talking about today made me think of, like, you know, when Elijah went in and talked to Ahab, and he's like, and Ahab, like, asked Elijah, are you the one in trouble with Israel?
That's right.
But Elijah looks at Ahab, and he's like, no, you're the one that's troubling Israel because you're disobeying our God's commandments.
Yeah, he said you forgot your father's commandments is what he said in that context. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But what was what was Elijah called by a bunch of disobedient people that would not obey God? Troubler.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here you have national sin creates a national calamity called a drought. Elijah comes in and prophesies, because you won't turn, here's a drought. Yeah. So then Ahab looks at him and says, well, you big jerk, what did you call for a drought for?
Shoot the messenger. Don't take responsibility. That's right. Don't take responsibility.
Yeah.
Play the victim.
Let his wife kill all the prophets. Let all his his wife kill all those prophets that were pointing out their sin before God.
Don't discriminate my sin.
But the good news, my friend Emily, is that 7,000 did not bow the knee. God gave them the victory on the top of Mount Carmel.
Mm-hmm.
And all the false prophets were taken out before Elijah, right before Elijah and right before the God of heaven, who showed himself strong on his behalf through fire, because God is a consuming fire. And might I add, in the process, he was making a mockery out of them.
And then came the rain, the national blessing, because men would stand.
After the fact.
You got it.
Yeah.
Judgment turned to righteousness. And in that situation, drought turned to righteousness. Yes. I'm sorry, to a rainy day.
Drought to rain.
Yes. Thank you for your call, Emily. I think you're the best. We got Brent in California. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
I want to say, you know, it's just like Hosea 4:6. You know, if your generation isn't nice and he turns his back on God, the kids are given over to this stuff. I'll tell you something. You know, I live in Long Beach, and there's a lot of gay bars and whatnot out here, and I find that a lot of these kids in high school and middle school have these, like, rainbow, like, wristbands and all this trendy stuff.
Yeah.
I think that they're being indoctrinated by this, and now this bi-curious thing, this, hey, question your sexuality, it's cool to be bi-curious. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
And
it's pretty weird, dude. It's pretty weird, Brent.
You know what's pretty wild also? Remember how you're talking about the Boy Scouts? What about the YMCA? Remember the village people? It's fun to stay at the YMCA. And if you listen to the words in that song, it's basically telling, you know, young men, you know, that it's fun to do bad stuff. And I mean, this is what the media tells you. They have games like Grand Theft Auto, and they have a lot of stuff that...
The other thing, I'll slow your roll, bro. Brent, also keep in mind that the YMCA, that song that was written by the village people, were a bunch of homosexuals. And that's when it was still a joke to the American people.
That's right. That's how it comes in. It comes in as a joke because it's not threatening. You take it as a funny, light thing. And then eventually the teeth come out and they put it by force.
Totally.
That's what any dictator does.
Yeah.
And that's just another example of when you're not restrained by God, that's what you ultimately become as a dictator, because sin is the ultimate dictator.
Totally. And what's interesting with this is, folks, people got to keep in mind that this individual in office is turning your kids against your generation.
That's exactly right.
Isn't that interesting? And they can identify with them because at school they're taught to obey the doctrine that this man teaches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to say one more thing and I'll give you the last word.
Okay.
We got less than a minute left, friends. I'm totally playing.
It's going to cover Mark Ritchie.
Hey, look at me. You got 2 minutes. Go for it. Go for it.
Mark Ritchie. And now the pro-marriage, or the pro-amendment group, Minnesotans for Marriage, are now suing our Secretary of State. We talked about before how the people of Minnesota put it on the bill through the representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to vote on marriage between one man, one woman. 32 states obviously said between
Stop.
Yep.
I thought the government of today is teaching people that there's lines between church and state.
I
get it. It works for them now because they want to implement something that's illegal and against our Constitution and our Republic and, of course, our God.
So now Mark Ritchie is going to step in and comment on things of faith.
Isn't this the same guy?
That was
called into question for his allegations for fraud last voting cycle.
Yeah, you guys might have remembered.
That's him.
There's something called Al Franken in Minnesota.
Yep, that's him.
This is what he's done, is he's now changed the wording. Recognition of marriage solely between one man and one woman is how it went on. That's how we passed it.
Wow.
He changed that now to be on the voting ballot to say, limiting the status of marriage to opposite-sex couples. Though the law already says that marriage, in our books, our statute literally says it.
Setting the law against the law.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
And trying to look for those
that
are ignorant in the ballot box saying, oh, this is no big deal. No.
Yep.
He's looking for ignorant voters that will go on his side because it's hate, not
and lawbreakers. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. See ya.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and
fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.